We're continuing our special series on sorcery, and we're up to Chover Chaver. The Torah says that a person who is Chover Chaver gets the death penalty. Seems like it's a type of sorcery. So the Tur quotes to us from the Gemara, Chover Chaver, someone who combines friends, what does that mean? Zeu Shal Yedei Lachash, that's a person who can say some kind of incantation. Mekabetz Chayot, and it causes animals to gather. Ben Gdolim, Ben Ktanim, doesn't matter if they're big animals, small animals. Vafilu Nechashim Vakravim, Yetushim Veparoshim, even snakes and scorpions, and Yetush, which today they translate to be a mosquito, and Parosh, which is probably a flea. Right, you have lice and fleas. Fleas are those little black things that jump. Katava Rambam. Rambam writes, "Zeu chover." What is this person who is a chover chaver? Ish medaber dvarim sheinan bilshon am. It's a person who says things that's not within the language that society speaks. Ven leminyan, and they don't seem like they make any sense. Abracadabra kadu. What does that mean? So abracadabra, they say, is ebre ebare, I will create kedibra, like my speech. But, you know, eeny, meeny, gypsilini, right? So he says things that really, no one talks that way, and it doesn't make any sense. Umale al da'ato b'sichluto, and in his foolishness, he believes, sha'omer kach ve'kach al anachash ve'al akrav she'no mazik. That if you say that, then the snake or the scorpion won't harm you. When I was a kid, they used to tell us, yell at the bird, may melach, salt water, and the bird, at a bee, salt water, and it runs away. So that's just a silly. And if you say some kind of incantation about people, they won't be harmed. And Rambam says this is foolish. Oh boy. And as a person says it, he holds the person's key to the house. He says, when I hold your key and I say this incantation, then you'll be saved. Or he holds a special rock. Or something of the like, asur, that's prohibited. And a person who does this type of incantation gets lashes. And if a person sits there and says, tell me your incantations, go ahead, bring it on, how do they say, right? So that person also gets makat mardut. He gets the rabbinic punishment, because he is partnering in the foolishness of the man who is chaver chaver. That is the tour so far. Step one. Yes, sir. About? We'll get there. Stick around. Wait. So, the Beis Yosef says, I didn't say we'll get there tonight, but it's on SoundCloud, we're pretty fast, and it's on Machon Meir. So, the Beis Yosef quotes, username Shailot7, S-H-I-L-O-T 7. Ah, you have it already, very nice. Tino Rabbanan, Chover Chaver, Echad Chaver Gadol, Echad Chaver Katan. The Gemara says it doesn't matter if you're putting together a whole flock of animals or small species, even if you're going to be the Pied Piper, you're going to gather snakes and scorpions. If a person puts together a zibura, which is, it's a type of fly whose sting is dangerous, but I don't know the English word for zibura. Hornet. Maybe it's a hornet. Maybe. I don't know. Enakriva, that's a scorpion. So even though he's putting them together because they fight one another, this fly and the but that's prohibited. He did it using this incantation. Rashi explains, Chad Chaver Gadol, doesn't matter if you gather big animals. Chaver Katan means you gather creepy crawly creatures. You're going to gather all the cockroaches from your apartment by saying an incantation. That's also prohibited. Even if it's snakes and scorpions. legrotan ze baze. You want them to fight one another, the snakes versus the scorpions. Or you're the Pied Piper. You're taking them out of town so they don't harm people. Still prohibited. You're not allowed to use these incantations. So, the beginning, the tour just quoted the Gemara. The Beis Yosef quotes the Gemara, and he doesn't mention what should be, I guess, obvious, that the simple reading of the Gemara doesn't exactly go in line with Rambam. The Gemara sounds like it works. Rambam says it's all nonsense. So this is what we have so far in the tour in Beis Yosef on this. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch. We really should see the next Tanakha also. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in this halacha does not sound like he's going with the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch writes plainly, like we saw from the Gemara. Chover chaver, what is that? Zeo shal yedei lachash, that's through a certain incantation. He gathers some kind of creature. It could be wild animals, it could be snakes and scorpions, it could be flies. That's the prohibition. So he doesn't say Rambam. He doesn't say it doesn't work. Now what's interesting here is that the next halacha, which we're going to learn Be'ezrat Hashem next time, describes that they had incantations that they would say if a person was bitten by a rabid dog or by a snake. And that's another prohibition. Talmud says you're not allowed to say those incantations. And there the Rambam writes, it's all nonsense, it doesn't work. But if a person feels like he's in danger, we let him do it, not because it's going to work, but just because it'll calm him down. And there the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rambam. So what's interesting is that in this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch did not go with Rambam. It doesn't seem like he went with Rambam. Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Gemara. If he meant to say like Rambam, he should say like he does in the next line. In the next line he says, these incantations don't work. We allow a person to do it just to calm him down. The guy's about to go crazy. He was bitten by a rabid dog. We're not going to make his life worse and tell him, don't say the incantations you believe work. We let him say it. It won't work, but we let him say it. We don't torture him more than he's already suffering. That's Rambam. But here he didn't go with the Rambam. He just says it plainly, and he doesn't seem to go with the Rambam here. Yes?
So Rambam goes, basically says, coming down in order for this person to actually make, is this a mental health issue, I guess?
Sounds that way.
Okay.
According to Rambam, yeah, that's what we're going to see next time.
Okay. If he believes that now it's going to work, it'll...
Rambam doesn't say, Rambam knew placebo effect, and he didn't say that here. Rambam says it won't work. I'll read you the wording. Af al pi she'en hadavar mo'il klum. Even though it won't work at all. That's what Rambam writes, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. He says, "O'ilu misukanu," being that his life is in danger right now after being bitten by a rabid dog. "Hetiru," the rabbis permitted him to say this incantation. He could come to you, Rabbi, say it for me. Okay, no problem. Hijibijichkamimli. You're going to be okay. Don't worry. Why? Says the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, "Kedei shelo titaref da'ato alav." We don't want him to go crazy right now. He's begging you, please. I was just bitten by who knows what. But say the incantation, I'm going to die. So we say it. We make him happy. Not because it's going to work. He's still going to die, right?
Yeah, but just because the actual mystical part of whatever the rabbi says doesn't work doesn't mean that because of this guy who was bitten believes it to work,
okay.
It's still going to be a placebo effect no matter what.
You guys are taking me to the next halacha, which we're doing out of order. If we're going to the next halacha, so let me read you the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch in the next halacha, which I was not going to touch, but okay, you're dragging me into there. So the Shulchan Aruch basically quotes the Rambam verbatim. He says, doesn't work, but we're going to let him do it because the poor guy is going to die any minute now. He's in danger. We let him do that incantation just to calm him down. Says the Gra, all of this is the Rambam, aval kol abayim acharav, anyone who came after Rambam, chalku alav, disagreed with Rambam. You have many incantations that the Gemara tells you what the incantation is. We learned it in the 6th and 7th chapter, 8th chapter of Shabbos. We learned in our Ein Yaakov class all kinds of incantations the Talmud tells you to say. So the Gra says the commentaries didn't agree with the Rambam. This is Rambam. This now it seems that the Gra is coupling together Halacha Hey and Vav. Today we learned Halacha Hey, an incantation that'll gather lions and scorpions and tigers and bears, oh my! And about that, Shulchan Aruch seems to go not with the Rambam. And in this, and in the next Halacha, where it comes to a person who was bitten by one, Shulchan Aruch seems to go yes with the Rambam. And about that, the Gra says, no, no, no. Most people didn't agree with him on that. Vehu, and he, the Rambam, nimshach achar filosofia. He went in the way of the philosophers. Rambam was drawn by the philosophy, and that's why he said what he said. Ve'lachen katav shekshafim v'shemot v'lechashim v'shedim v'kameot hakol u'sheker. That's why Rambam writes that incantations and sorcery and the usage of names of angels and demons and writing notes that will cure a person, they're all a lie. Rambam writes that, says the Gra. He was affected by the philosophy he learned. Aval kvar hiku oto al kadkodo. But the later rabbis already hit him over the head for it. Shari matzinu arbe masiyot bagmara al pishemot. You have stories in Talmud where people use hidden names and sorcery, and they made things happen. It says there was a rabbi on the ship, a witch came to the edge of the moat and to the edge of the land where the water meets the land, and she said an incantation, and his ship couldn't set sail. Doesn't sound like it's fake. Says the Gra, you know, the Gemara tells you stories where people used incantations and they worked. And Iski quotes story after story where the Talmud says there were two rabbis who used an incantation and created a goat. It says that, a story about a rabbi who was able to levitate using an incantation. He says there are so many stories in Talmud. So again, Rambam will interpret those stories differently. But Gra says, who agrees with him? And he quotes more sources. And then he writes, and take a look at the Zohar. He says, the Pasuk describes the Vayiyu Taninim. That the Egyptian sorcerers threw their staffs and they turned into snakes. How'd they do that? The Torah doesn't say it was sleight of hand. The Torah says their staffs became snakes. That certainly sounds like there are incantations that work. The Gra is quoting you Pasuk. And the Zohar over there says they knew incantations, and in many places in Talmud we find that you could write a person some type of amulet and it will help them. And there are so many, he says, I can't even enumerate all the different places the Talmud discusses incantations working. And the philosophia itatu birov likha. He says he dealt too much in philosophy, it misled the Rambam. And it made him interpret the Gemara that it's all metaphors, that the Gemara is not to be taken literally, says the Gra. He got it all wrong, and he uprooted the Gemara from Pshat, and then the Gra goes all the way out. And then he says, v'chas v'shalom. He says, God forbid, eini ma'amin bahem v'lo mehem v'lo ma'amonam. I don't believe not what they said, and I don't believe a morsel of what they said, and I'm not going to take much of what they said, says the philosophers the Rambam went with. He said, that's not true. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. And so the Gra says, everything in the Gemara should be taken literally, only you have to know that the Gemara speaks and tells you a fantastic story, well, there's a deeper understanding to what's really going on in the Gemara. But it's not the philosophy that Rambam quoted. That's not what's going on. The Gra also alludes at the end of this whole this whole argument, the Gra also says, there's more than meets the eye. Don't think the Gemara is to be taken literally. Meaning the Gra also says, there's something else going on here, and he doesn't tell us what. He doesn't say. He just says, it's not what Rambam said. So, I'm a little bit confused, because in Halacha Hey, it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch went against Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch took it to be simple. You say an incantation, you gather animals, biblical prohibition. In Halacha Vav, Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's going with the Rambam. And here the Gra disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, but it certainly sounds like Shulchan Aruch went with the Rambam, that the incantations don't work. That's what it sounds like.
The Gra is after Rambam, right?
The Gra is after Shulchan Aruch also. After Rambam and after Shulchan Aruch.
How can somebody who was before? And
you want a good answer?
Yes.
So remind me next week to print out the Gros Moshe. Rabbi Feinstein has a responsa. His focus isn't this question. His focus is wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But within that responsa, he addresses this question. Remind me. It's a question worth dealing with. Yes. I didn't hear you.
Why assume that it's because of the philosophy and not because Rambam fight and it didn't work and therefore I'd say it doesn't work?
It's a long answer. Come back in 3 weeks, we'll talk about it. Remind me, no. You deserve an answer. The answer to your question is based on a Gemara in Chulin about experiments and a Tosfos and Moed Katan. You deserve an answer, but a long answer. Tosfos and Moed Katan is the last Tosfos in the second chapter of Moed Katan. The Gemara in Chulin, you could look up the words Asher En La Katzin. The Gemara brings over there that one of the rabbis wanted to experiment. Is it true that the ants really don't have a leader? I don't remember what page it's on. It should be the bottom of an Amud Aleph, I think. Yes?
I think I'm just exploring it. Is it possible that Rambam was not necessarily horribly influenced by philosophy, but he did realize the time that he was living in, he realized that he was a Rishon as opposed to a Tanya or an Amora. And so he realized that on these guys' level over here, these incantations could work, but on my level and on my peers' level, it probably doesn't work.
Doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that way.
Let's talk about Goyim as well.
Okay.
I know.